Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Donnie, football in for Pomp and Joe. Austin Bechtold is behind the glass. Nick Faribault will join us in a little bit. We have Noah Hiles joining us around noon to keep this Pirates talk going because that's the hot topic right now. The Pirates have decided to bring back Ben Cherington for 2026. I think it's a mistake. I think it is another waving of the flag for the Buccos. It will be another wasted year for Paul Skeens. And, oh, by the way, there's a lockout looming. If that happens, could next year be the last year that we see Paul Skeens in a Pirates uniform? It could happen in a flash. There is a finite amount of time that they have this guy. You either get busy living or you get busy dying, and they better really start building that playoff team like they are telling us they are doing. Full stop, period. 412-928-9370. Bookie is in Cranberry. What's up, Bookie?
Hey, Donnie. Thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, listen, I'm one of those guys that did see the Bucks when they were good, 71, 79, 90s, et cetera. So, and you're right, it was awesome. But I think the point I wanted to make was listening to Cherington and his word salad, which gets old really fast. You know, he's used the term unproven hitters. Well, my point is he has proven hitters. They're just awful.
They're just awful. That's a good line. I mean, do they have proven hitters? Two of their best players were combined age of like 75. Andrew McCutchen and Tommy Pham, and they'll probably just throw us another bone and say, oh, you know, the fans, they love McCutchen. We'll use this as, you know, one last go around. And I mean, and I think to Kutch's credit, he can still play to a decent degree. Still a professional hitter. I would be fine if they brought the guy back. But he continues to be their best player, one of their best players. And that's a problem. 412-928-9370. Jim is in Mount Lebanon. What's up, Jim?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think the biggest issue here is the economics of baseball. And just hear me out on this. And I don't want to take any culpability away from, you know, Cherington and those guys. But in reality, you know, they're incentivizing him to lose, right? Like how these teams make money is through TV contracts and the revenue sharing. And since we're a small market, we're not getting TV contracts. So he has a finite amount of money that he's getting every year. Anything he spends, he's losing at that point. It doesn't matter if we win the World Series, he's going to lose money if he's spending $50, $75 million more a year on payroll. So there's no incentive for him to spend any money to put a winner out there. That's why we don't develop players. It's why we haven't had a Latino player come through the pipeline in forever. Because he spends no money, because he loses money if he spends money. And Major League Baseball loves this because if I'm another team, I love playing the Pirates. It's guaranteed wins. It's no different than like Penn State bringing in Villanova every year and paying them money to lose, right? So until that changes, we're stuck with this same scenario over and over and over again, hoping we can somehow catch lightning in a bottle on a $75 million payroll, because he's not going to spend money because this is how he makes money. So he's not going to risk, you know, look at the Mets. They spent, what, $300 and some million dollars, and they didn't make the playoffs. So you're not guaranteed anything. So he's not going to expose himself to lose money to get a couple extra seats, you know, and not be able to make up for it in the long run. So until Major League Baseball makes some changes and actually forces these guys to spend money, nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah, I mean, Jim, I appreciate the call. The financials of baseball, the way that Major League Baseball is, that is absolutely a part of the problem. But we are seeing other teams in similar situations have success. It's not just, oh, woe is me, I'm the small market Pittsburgh, I can't possibly put together a good baseball team. The economics of baseball hurt. Sure, it doesn't help any matters, but when you see teams, Cleveland, consistently good, competitive in the playoffs, Cincinnati in the playoffs this year, I know it was a down year, but Tampa Bay, very often good, competitive in the playoffs. I mean, what would be the motivation for those teams? Why are those teams consistently good? San Diego, that's not the world's biggest market. That team, consistent, good, in the playoffs. They put a winning ball club on the field, and they get 40,000 people in their stadium almost every single game. So, yeah, it is an uphill battle when you are a team in Pittsburgh, when you are the Pirates, but it's not impossible to just put a competitive team out there. 412-928-9370. Matt is on the fan. What's up, Matt?
Donnie, it's good to talk to you, brother.
What's going on, man? Good. What do you got for me?
I'm good. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of this team. As you've said, in my 37 years, they've given me nothing but a wild card win. All they do is just dumpster dive for these reclamation projects. It just doesn't work. After that three-year run they had 10 years ago, they brought in Ryan Vogelsong, and they called 2016 a bridge year. It doesn't work. This system doesn't work. They don't care about us. Nutting and Travis Williams, they could care less about me, you, Limits, the whole city, everybody. If they don't spend any money, if they just run it back as they've been doing, I'm out. I'm going to follow Paul Skeens wherever he goes, whether it be the Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, Mets, whoever. That'll be my team. I'm just going to follow Skeens.
So, Matt, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you bring that up, because I brought this up earlier this season, and, you know, of course, I got a ton of, you know, backlash from people on social media. So, I mean, some agreed. It's not like it was 100% disagreement. But every team has their diehard fans, and I get that. You know, the people that will go down with the ship no matter what things look like because, hey, they're my hometown team. I love this team. But I do think it's a little bit different if you have never seen this team really win. I think that makes it a little bit different. And also, they have an opportunity like they've never really had before where they correctly drafted. I will credit them there because there was discussion between Paul Skeens and Dylan Cruz. They correctly drafted Paul Skeens. And they have the best pitcher in the game of baseball. And that's the only way that that is possible. The only way for the Pirates to ever have the best pitcher in baseball or the best player of whatever position in baseball is to draft the guy, do whatever you want with development. I mean, it's good. They barely tinkered with anything with Paul Skeens, and it worked. Maybe they should almost take their own hint there. And that guy has to quickly become the best player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They will never be able to go out and buy the best player. It just won't happen. That is where the economics of baseball work against them. It will always favor a team like the Dodgers, like the Yankees, like the Cubs. You know, you could put a handful of teams into that basket. That's where it doesn't benefit them. But they have an opportunity here with Paul Skenes that they have the best player in the game at his position. And I said earlier this season, when they inevitably fail with Paul Skenes on their roster, and I sadly think that will happen because I think they have made a mistake bringing back Ben Cherington, even though they said, well, we don't want to rock the boat. We don't think our fans want us to start over. We do. We do. We all think you need a new general manager. But when they fail with Paul Skenes, I think more people will step away from the Pirates than we have ever seen before. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that won't happen. But I do think there are more people out there like Matt than they want to admit. I think there are people that we both know, Austin, that we both may work with, that have said, I will follow Paul Skenes wherever he goes.
Yeah.
If they can't do as much as win a playoff game or get to the playoffs with this guy, I'm done.
And they're losing people, Donnie. And this is a further step with this bad decision that ultimately is going to continue to push people away. And I think it's just the lack of self-awareness where it was said yesterday, if we moved on from the general manager, we thought it was taking a step back. Wasn't winning five fewer games than last year already a step back? Wasn't having a worse offensive team than last year already a step back? Like, how much further can you step back other than losing 100 games? They already did take a step back. You need to adjust and adapt because of that.
And they flatlined from 23 to 24. That was already disappointing. And then they took the step back. It already annoyed us that they went from 76 wins to 76 wins and they had a brutal finish to 2024. And then in 2025, they were even worse. And they waited until the season was long gone to make any sort of move at manager. I do think, for what it's worth, they are probably around the same spot as they were in 23 and 24. Maybe a couple of wins better if Don Kelly is the guy out of the chute. But to me, they wasted the season. They wasted our time. They knew, they should have known, given how things went with Derek Shelton at the end of last year, this guy isn't the guy to get us across the finish line. Other teams around baseball realize that. We saw yesterday a bunch of teams fire their managers after the season. Let's have a clean start going into 2026. And I know I keep bringing up the Reds, but it is not lost on me that last year at this time, some people here pointed out, hey, the Pirates should contact Terry Francona. I've heard he wants to manage again.
That was me. My hand raised very high.
And we would get laughed at for that. Francona would never come back and manage the Pirates. Are you kidding me? No, if he comes back, he's going to go manage somebody that's already good. Let's stay on planet Earth here. A guy that's in their backyard, he came back to manage a team that is just like the Pirates. He went to Cincinnati, and that team is going to play a postseason game tonight. Does that make all of the difference? No. But it made a little, and that's all the Reds needed. They were in the same spot. They had one more win than the Pirates had in 2024. And it's not like they were infinitely better this year. They only won, 83 games? They were like, two or three games above? Yeah, you're like three games above 500, four games above 500. They were nothing special. But they made that move, and all it took was a little nudge. So helped that the Mets had a catastrophic collapse, and they are in the playoffs. Tonight, they will play a playoff game. They weren't that far away. Now it feels like they are very far away because they don't want to make any sort of change. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We'll keep taking your calls throughout the show. We are going to spend some time on the Steelers as they go into the bye week. I think my blood pressure is up enough talking about the Pirates for that full hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.